Oh, I hate to break it to you, but it's just me this week. Yep, no mom. Mom is not here. You are not going to be hearing from mom. Well, actually, we'll have a little bit of mom at the very, very end. On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the former Sorcerer's Apprentice, Von Fry. Joining me this week is nobody. Mom is out RVing with my dad. She's having a good time. I actually just got off the phone with her, and she told me to make sure to tell you guys she hates Mormon crickets. These are, I guess they're fairly large. They are swarming. It's like one of those plague of locusts type things. It's biblical. Their guts are getting ran over. Their guts are getting ran over and slushified by cars on the road, and people are telling her that sometimes they have to get like a bulldozer and like, you know, try to clear the roads of the bug guts. And it's just the worst thing. And I said, well, you learned your lesson, right? Quit traveling. So that's what she really wanted me to convey to you guys. Maybe hearing it is better than seeing it in this case, unless you're really into soupy bug guts. Why don't we go ahead and get into the news? So this group of activists called Just Stop Oil, not really offering a lot of alternatives with that name, Just Stop Oil. Well, what do you want me to use instead? I don't care as long as you're not using oil. Okay, fine. Now what do we do? Kerosene? Like, what can we do? Are we all going to get candles out? What is this? Oh, the wind is going to help us? Is this a Hayao Miyazaki film and everything's wind-powered? So these guys have apparently made efforts to dox and find Taylor Swift's private jet and paint it orange. I might be mistaken, but I think this group started with the tomato sauce, and it was like, hey, let's smear tomato sauce on those paintings, even though they're protected by glass. That'll really teach people. What message does that send? Just stop oil. Okay, so because it's an oil painting, that's the idea. They also went after Stonehenge. These guys thought it was a good idea to orange powder spray Stonehenge. And everybody's like, well, what does that solve? All this does is get them publicity. I'm talking about them. You're thinking about them. Everybody knows about them now. Simply by knowing about them, some idiot is going to donate them money to keep up these antics. That's what's going to happen. Now, I have read that the folks overseeing Stonehenge were able to clean the powder off. This shouldn't interrupt the summer solstice festival stuff that whatever they're doing this weekend. I don't know what one you go out there and you sing songs. They can't be druid songs. You don't know them, right? Who knows? I think that there's a possibility. Well, okay, I don't think this, but there are people saying this. What if it's big oil behind Just Stop Oil? It's a psyop, as they like to call it online, right? Little terminology there you need to know. Psyop, yeah. When you start talking psyop, you're talking conspiracy theories. Yeah, okay. Oh, it all makes sense now, yeah. Big oil pays this group to go and tell people to stop using oil, but really, the end result is you just hate the environmentalists, and then you want to use more oil. That's what it is. There's a possibility. Maybe we shouldn't rule it out. It seems like anything can happen at this point. We're in what they call the worst timeline, after all. In sports, Klay Thompson is apparently on the way out of the Golden State Warriors organization. How do we know this? Well, he unfollowed them on all of his social media platforms. Aw, that is the new breakup, guys. That is how you know it's over. She unfollows you on Instagram, it's over. You're done. The wedding has been called off. That's the way it's announced now. People are just fixated on who is following who and who isn't following who at this point. I don't think anyone correctly predicted this in the 90s. It's weird. It sounds like a joke, but that's the way things are going now, and it's sad. Klay Thompson, part of the dynamic duo, him, Steph Curry, many titles over the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, often called the greatest shooter in NBA history. Well, quite a few people say Klay Thompson's not too far behind. Some people are actually saying number two. Maybe he's top five. It's kind of hard to say. Everybody shoots way more three-pointers these days than they used to. Does that mean they can make more of them now and that's why they do it? I'm not totally sure. I think it was more about the coaches not unleashing the three on the public so much back then. You wanted more of the sure thing. You wanted to get the board, get the higher percentage layups and dunks. Look at a guy like Shaq, crazy high field goal percentage, not a good free throw percentage. Man, that, it's a little outside of his range. Only shot, I think he shot maybe 2 3-pointers for his career and made one. So if that's the case, then if we're going to say there's a cut by how many games played, you could say Shaq may be one of the greatest three-point shooters in NBA history. Now, maybe there's a guy who made one, but he played 10 years. Like, there could be a circumstance like that. It's a stupid way to kind of angle statistics. But yeah, a little unfortunate to see Klay Thompson going out like this. He's been overpaid for far too long, under-delivering. And it's astonishing how people in the media are like, I'm all about the players getting that bag. Well, if the player is expected to show loyalty to the team, how come the team... Actually, maybe it's the other way around right now, right? Was the fans wanted the players to be loyal? Okay, give them a hometown discount, as they called it, right? But then the organization, do they have to be loyal to the player also? Like, in which way does this go? It's getting weird, isn't it? I kind of think that these guys get paid enough that maybe we have to remove loyalty. Like, it's one thing to be loyal to a team you've been with for 15 years and the pay was good, but now it's like so crazy high, it's giving people incentive to not play. I'm getting paid so much, I don't even have to play anymore. I can just say I'm ankle's not finished healing up. Yep. Mm-hmm. Can't. Sorry. Can't. I can't put weight on it. Yep. Guys were more eager to go out there and get their hands dirty, right? And win a title back then. They don't get a substantial inflation of their wealth to win the titles now. They're getting paid so much to just be around. They don't have the drive to win titles. I'm not saying Klay Thompson's like that. In fact, I think he's one of the best sidekicks in NBA history. Maybe even better than Scottie Pippen. He has that kind of Scottie Pippen mentality in his playing time, right? Like, you need a guy who is willing to be the number two option and can deliver when called upon. That's what you're looking for. Now, usually when a guy's like, oh man, I can be an all-star and I'm number two over here, but, well, I mean, I could leave and get more money and then show everybody I should be number one. That's not the mindset you want in your number two if you're trying to actually win titles. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is going to take you for a ride. Fans are freaking out as finally Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is coming to modern consoles. I kind of feel like towards the end of this console generation, but yes, sort of. It's a console exclusive to everybody but the Xbox. In a sad turn of events, the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics, what a mouthful of a title, is coming to the PC. The Nintendo Switch, which is grossly underpowered, but can play these games from, 94 to 2000, I think, is when these were made. And the PS4. Note, I didn't say PS5 or Xbox One or Xbox Series X. The current theory for why this is, and both parties remain, like, totally mum on this, and it is annoying me, and I am concerned as an Xbox lifer. A guy who's been Xbox since seeing Master Chief in action, I was just like, what is that? That's what I'm getting bored with, right? All of these games in the past have been on an Xbox platform when released, and it's a real shame that it seems to be foregoing this. They're made with this engine called MT Framework that it seems Xbox doesn't want to support anymore. It, in a move that is possibly going to come back and bite them, Microsoft's Xbox team wants games to have to be optimized for the Series XS consoles. As such, they need to have high dynamic range and or 4K resolution and or 120 frames per second. So super high frame rate resolution colors, okay? In order to get those features, you got to do a little bit more than what Capcom was looking to do with these straight up ports of arcade versions. Six fighting classics and a beat 'em up. They didn't want to do all that extra work. So PlayStation, they're like, sure, yeah, you can call this a PS4 release. There's still a lot of people with the previous gen consoles. My buddy Nathan from KU, talk to him every week. He has a PS4. In fact, I'm going to tell him to buy this. They don't have a release date yet. It's kind of a shame. Everything's a shame, right? It's a shame. What was it? Talk Talk, sing that song. I think someone is going to have to cave. Okay, Capcom will make an exception. You can release this as an Xbox One title. We'll allow you to have an Xbox One title. We'll support MT Framework for this release. Not like anybody else was using it. It's just a Capcom engine thing. All right, guys, let's make this happen. Who do we have to write? Sarah Bond, isn't she like president of Xbox? I feel like if we had her email, we could tell her that this has to be rectified, because this, in combination with other multi-plat releases, excluding Xbox and going everywhere but, it'd be one thing if it was a Sony thing and Sony paid extra just to be exclusive. But it's not. When it's Steam and Nintendo Switch, it is not PS4 5 exclusive. This is a very bad sign for Xbox. It is looking increasingly like, if you want to play games, get a PC. There is no exclusive on Xbox. Now, there are games that are not on the PlayStation or the Switch that are on Xbox, but every Xbox title for really the last 10 years is available on PC and probably runs at a higher frame rate on PC. So it's a better experience. Do you like hunching over a keyboard with your mouse and looking like you're doing desk work? Not me. I like to kick my feet up and look at a great big TV when I game and hold a controller in my hand, drink something, eat some chips. That's the way I like to do it. I'm a console gamer, but Xbox seems to possibly be okay with converting you into PC gaming. Lastly, this is from the Washington Post. This weightlifting workout in your 60s can preserve strength for years. Researchers at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark found that regularly lifting weights for a year in your mid-60s can preserve the strength of your leg muscles for years to come. Okay, guys, let's talk about what this really is. This is money laundering disguised as science. Hey, we got to move some funds around. What do we do? Okay, you got this university. You're going to do us some favors over here politically, right? You're going to do that. We will fund a study that is nothing more than common sense. And give you some money for it. And you'll make it sound like science. And it can be debunked in 6 months. And too much of this science, I never care about new study. New study is some kind of method to move money around. It always is. New study shows that you can better your coordination by playing Super Mario Brothers. New study shows that if you get 8 hours of sleep, you're going to... It's all garbage. And everybody's coming out with a new study to debunk the one from last week. And if you pay people the right amount of money, they can form the statistics to tell the story they want. That's what we're actually looking at here. And lastly, how about we join up with Mom? We recorded this bit before she left.
So have you heard about this poll that's going on where women are, I think it's mostly women answering the poll. Which would you rather be stuck in the woods with, a bear or a man?
I think we talked about this already, but I didn't understand that people were doing this for real or what.
No, it's a poll. And a lot of women are saying they'd rather be stuck in the woods with a bear instead of a man.
Yeah, because the bear can fish without any other help, right?
A bear can eat you up.
A bear is pretty good couch.
What's wrong right? with a man?
Well, not being a bear.
A man can fish. A man's not going to eat you up, probably. I mean, he's, you know, all men are not bad.
Well, they also, they're probably imagining the bear being really gentle to them in particular.
Yeah, and the man, but, all men all being bad. And that's not the way it is.
There's a lot of things in the woods that can kill you. So why not have the bear to protect you from that?
A bear doesn't protect a person.
If the bear is with you, like it's your pet bear almost.
Well, the man's can help protect you. You can protect each other.
You can talk
to each other. You can have conversations.
That's the point. They don't want to hear any mansplaining. They want to be bear-splained.
I choose to differ. I like men. I'd rather be with a man than a bear. Trust me, I run from bears.
Bye-bye now.